Oh, wow, Faye. Where did you go to have a good time? In the first
Oh,
5 years
God, I've
before.
been in a lot of
I mean, the
places.
beginning years, like before you were married.
No place practically, except Detroit.
No, I mean, well, you did say you went to all the concerts and you went to
Yes,
the,
I
were there
went to all
dances? You went to
dances.
dances. Where
Oh.
were they?
There was a hall that was called the Montefiore on Fifth Avenue.
Montefiore Hall, huh?
Then there was a hall, you know where, around Shady Hospital, lower down like. I even forgot the name of it.
And you went with, I guess, your
I
cousins or your
used to go with
girlfriends?
my cousins, so they were
In the group.
watching me like a hawk.
I see. The boys and the girls, and you went with them
I
all
wasn't
the
allowed with this one or that one. I had to pass
Well,
inspection.
that's good. Did you ever get any sporting events? Or
No.
anything like that?
No, only once in Atlantic City I went to see them skating.
That was before you were married, you mean?
After.
Oh, after. Did you know of the YMCA then?
Yes,
Did you ever go there?
we went there, yes. We
Did
had
it help you in any way, or what did you do there?
a lot of picnics.
To the YMCA?
Yeah.
To the YMCA, Where was that
And
located?
almost every place they could get a place on a
No, I
farm.
mean, where was the Y at that time?
The
The
Y,
YMCA.
I think it was up the hill.
They had a Jewish Y and the Gentile Y.
And a
There were
Gentile,
two,
yes.
But I'm surprised. I mean, you just didn't go to the Jewish Y. I mean, people up there participated at the other Y too,
Two,
with
yes.
everything there too. Were there any other non-Jewish agencies or anything up there that helped people or that you
I
remember?
didn't, don't remember closely.
Were there any other meeting places, local meeting places where you met? Well, you gave me most of those, didn't you?
Most of
Yeah.
them, yeah.
You weren't active in any political party or like that,
No.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
A lot of it.
Through your work or?
Through the work, yes.
Did you see them afterwards, after
I
work?
see them yet.
Really? And you saw them socially? Everything, the people that you worked with.
I
What were
have
their
an
name, the family?
Italian girl.
I mean, from the first. Then none of the people from early years came your lasting friends, but when you worked at the Montefiore, I know you had a lot of good friends there.
No, not from the first. I lost track of all of them. I'll tell you, when you get married and people move away,
Oh,
the
sure.
only one is Molly Plotkin. That's the one that's in Los Angeles.
During the first 5 years, did you write to anybody in Europe or keep contact with people
Oh,
in Europe?
yes, we kept
Just
that
family. That's
family,
all. No
that's
girlfriends
all.
or anything that you wrote
No.
to. Or any other parts of the world? You never wrote
No,
just to your mother and your
just
brother
to
is there.
my family.
Are you American citizen?
Yes.
And how did you acquire that? I just through the night school
I
and
got the American citizen through marriage.
Oh, I see.
By right, I should have a changed and have it on.
When did you first vote? Do you remember what year?
I didn't vote for a couple of years. I
But I
didn't
mean,
register.
in other words, you didn't vote. You got married like 8 years after, right? After you came here. Didn't you 8 years after you came, you got
Yeah,
married?
yeah.
And then you could vote after that. So it
After
would be
that,
right
I
after that you
kept on
started to vote.
voting, yeah.
I see. What party did you belong to? Did you belong
I
to?
think we belong to the Republicans.
Party, Any reason? Do you remember why?
No.
Yeah, particularly why you and your husband left?
No.
Were you active in the party?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm. When did you first meet the person you married? Now you can tell me about. When did you first meet your husband?
Oh, I met a fella that I was here a couple of months.
But that wasn't the one you married?
No. I went with a fella for almost 4 years.
Is that right?
Must be 1905, 1906, I guess, I met a fella.
Through your cousins, or?
Yes, through my cousins that was related to them. And then when the family came and I couldn't see my way, I had to break it up.
When you brought the rest of your family, your mother and all. And you sent all of them passports, didn't you, over?
Yes.
How much was
my
it in those days?
My mother came.
How much did you have to send to bring up for your
mother? My mother came with 3 kids.
Do you remember how much that cost you? How much you had to save?
A couple $100.
To bring them all here. And then where did you,
I had a home ready. Rooms and a private bathroom.
In someone's home, you
rented it was 1910.
In 1910. Where was this?
On Locust Street, the fancy, classy Jews.
Oh, they were, that's where they lived, That was a fancy area
900 Locust Street.
And you rented this in someone's home?
We had a four-room apartment.
I see. How much rent did you have to pay for that?
It wasn't much. It was a friend of ours, Myers, what has that hardware store, his father. He helped me fix up the house, the
furnish it and everything. How did you buy furniture for
I bought furniture, secondhand a few things. Then we bought a new dining room set. It's still up my sister-in-law's in the cellar, a gorgeous buffet. Oak.
Oh my, you don't remember how much you paid to rent this 4 rooms on this second floor?
I think we only paid $18.
A month. $18 a month. Probably with everything included.
No, gas and electric we paid our own.
Electric, your own, I see. And what did your mother bring with her? Was she able to bring it much from Europe?
Very little.
Bedding, linens,
Bedding, that's about all.
No household
clothes.
No household things.
No, not a thing.
And how old were your brothers then when they came?
Well, one of my brothers came a year and a half after I was here.
Oh, I see.
So it was a depression, a bitter depression. There was no work to begin with. But he stayed.
And where did he stay
with
you? Three
up my cousins.
Oh, he stayed with you too then.
He came in September, and in January we sent for 2 more.
I see.
And they came here in January.
2 more brothers. So how old were they? About teenagers?
Teenagers. The old Max, poor Max, I guess, must have been 15, 16.
When he came, that was the first one.
He went to work. And the younger one, my uncle took and sent him to school. That's the one where I lived. So I got
sent him to high school, or to elementary
public school.
I see.
So then it got very hard. So he says, Edda, he says, maybe you should take a few rooms and get together. So,
but you were the only one working then. Oh, you had one brother working too. What did he do? Where did they work?
He worked for a grocery store up the hill. And the younger one, the older one, worked for my cousins.
In a grocery store, too? Were they in the grocery business, too?
Yeah.
Where was that? Where was their
on
store?
On Fifth Avenue, where we landed.
Oh, I see. How much did they make a week when they worked at the grocery stores?
We gave them $4 or $5 a week.
The brothers. So you all went together then,
We all went together, yes.
And when did you meet the person that you married? Your first husband?
my first husband I met. I'm married, it was 55 years this November.
55 years, uh-huh. So you were married to him how long?
10 years.
10 years, and then you became a widow. And
15 yeah. years. Wait a minute, 15 years.
15 years.
No, maybe 10.
10. Well, how old was your one son?
Mesh was only 14, 15.
14 years, so you were married 15 years. Mm-hmm. I see. How did you meet your first husband?
So odd. We went to a concert Sunday afternoon, myself and a cousin of mine and a girlfriend. The worst part is I worked with Esther for a few years. She never told me about the brother.
Oh, it was, I see, Esther's brother. Oh, I see, uh-huh.
So we went from the show, from the concert, we walked through Fifth Avenue.
Well, Esther was your cousin.
She was my sister-in-law.
Oh, I see.
So
but before that, she wasn't your sister-in-law, before you married her brother. She
no.
was just a friend.
Just, I knew her from work.
Oh, I see, she worked in the shop, uh-huh.
So we stopped to see what movie was playing. And he was there, and she introduced me to him, and she said, that's Esther's brother.
Oh, I see. How many years was he older than you?
No, we were
the
same
age.
Uh-huh. I think I was 10 years older, in fact.
Mm-hmm. How old were you then when you met him?
I was close to 25.
Mm-hmm. I see. And how old was he? And he was the same age.
He was the same age.
I see. What was your marriage date?
November the 9th.
What year would that be? Well,
55 years ago. What?
Yeah.
1913.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long did you go with him? How long did you know him?
About 6 months, I think, or 7 months.
And he started to take you out on dates.
And
where was he working? Was he working
at
that time?
He had the store at the time already in Northside.
Oh, he had the grocery store in Northside. I see. Northside. Mm-hmm.
And we took the other girl home, and my cousin went home, and he took me home. The following Saturday, we had a rabbi come to the house to give the kids lessons, Jewish lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was Harry come in and he says, Edashi, he says, some Shagis wants to see you. I says, what? He said it so quiet, uh-huh. And that was such a surprise. I came in and that was him.
Well, was
see,
he very light?
Was blonde.
Blonde redhead, yeah.
And he didn't let me alone since.
If you were in Europe, would your marriage have been prearranged by your parents? If you would have been in Europe and waited to get married, I don't think. It wouldn't have been a match.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
And was your husband, the first husband, born in this country?
No.
Where was he born?
In Russia. In, I think that was, I call it Poland. Maybe it was in Poland.
Oh, it was. He wasn't from the same town,
no.
Or the same country, even if
no.
It was a different. But you didn't care about marrying somebody from the same country, particularly. It didn't matter, huh? Did any of your friends?
Afala Yiddish kinder to get along like we got along. Only me trying get a young.
Yeah. Did you or your friends or family ever marry any non-Jews?
I have a cousin, that's the one I got the letter, this man with her ships.
Is that right? The fella, one of the ones that you went around with, the girl that you lived with.
No.
Another cousin.
No. May's brother married a ship in the yard.
Was he born in America?
Yes.
He was born in America, though. Uh-huh. And you and your husband, I guess from what you say, had no problems adjusting thoroughly. Like, you got along nicely. You helped him in the store, I know, and worked
God,
hard.
The family and my father-in-law, Pat, there wasn't another one like me. Used to come at Rav Yontef, he brought me in from everything and anything.
Where did they live then?
In West End.
Oh, they lived in West End, I see. Mm-hmm.
Even poor Lena was a little jealous. One time we wanted to hear, Mommy wanted, there was a rabbi from...
this was Lena's brother.
Yes. And Mesh was an infant. And I came to West End, and she says, Edaha, I love to go down and hear that rabbi. I said, well, I have the baby here. So he says, he'll take care of him, gaze up that at the bills.
Your father-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet man. Who made the decisions in your home, your first husband? Who made the main decisions?
Well, in fact, we were both well adjusted, whatever he wanted or I wanted.
Neither one had a give in to
give
much.
In.
Yeah, it was
we never had any
did this differ,
arguments.
Did this
about
differ
anything.
That in the home that you came, like your mother, your parents, that was it different? I mean, was your mother more domineering or your father?
My mother was very dominating person.
Mm-hmm. Over your father. So
and a little selfish. Mm-hmm. The whole life is give and take.
Yeah. How did your father die in Europe? What was
he had asthma for a long time, and then he developed pneumonia.
Now, let's see, you had one son by your first marriage, and what? Where did he graduate school? I know he had a lot of schooling. He graduated Pitt in what?
In chemistry.
In chemistry. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Boy, I'm sorry I didn't leave him go higher. Mm-hmm. He wanted that, really.
He would have made a good doctor, huh? Going to he researcher.
He would be, he made even now, he patented something.
Really? Is that right? In his field, in chemistry.
In his field, yes.
An instrument or something.
Whatever it is, but they are Hazarim anyways. That's all they done. They put his name in the bullet.
What company does he work for now in Cleveland?
I don't know what they call their company. They're getting bigger. They're going to move to a bigger place.
The company, What do they manufacture? Is it a chemical company?
Chemical.
Oh, I see. And he went to Cater and had a good Jewish education.
Oh, he had a good education.
And Hebrew, too.
He had the Jewish lessons. Yeah. The rabbi came after his bar mitzvah at the house.
Mm-hmm.
His mother done without, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you lived in Northside for how many years?
I lived 10 years after Charlie died there.
You stayed in Northside and ran the store. What street? Where was it?
Brimpton Avenue.
Brimpton Avenue. What section is that? I'm not too familiar.
North Braddock, they called it.
Oh, North Braddock. I'm thinking Northside. You said at first your husband had a
store
on Northside.
Northside.
Well, how long were you, when you were married, did you have it there?
We had it there till Mesh was 5 years old.
I see.
And we gave it up.
I see. It was May Shore the next year or right away? Did you have a child?
I had May
the next
nine
year.
Months,
you were like 26 years
nine
old.
9 years to the 9 months to the day.
I see.
I was married the 9th of November, and the 9th of August is May's birthday.
I see. And then you went, you moved to Braddock. Huh?
Then we moved to East Pittsburgh, and Charlie went to work in the Westinghouse a little while.
Oh, I see.
Then we found this store.
Where?
And a nice apartment in North Braddock.
Oh, then you found the store. You bought the store.
Yeah.
Then you bought a store.
And
I
that
see.
Was very good. We've done very good.
I had
a beautiful apartment and everything went.
And you never had any other children.
So wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. No
I
other
had
children.
A false pregnancy. That's
afterwards.
All. Uh-huh. 10 years.
Yeah. Was there any
later?
Was there any difference the way you raised your son and the way you were raised?
Oh my! I should say. I should say
well,
he was
he
raised
more.
In luxury.
He had more. Yeah.
But I was raised poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm thankful for that, but. I was raised and everything went well for me. I've always had friends.
Mm-hmm. You're a wonderful person. I didn't get a lot of things that aren't even on this questionnaire that I know that. Then you were a widow for 10 years, right? You kept the store. And then you remarried.
Then
how did you meet the second husband?
The second husband, I was introduced by a friend, El Mehmet. He was so much older.
What was his first name, Moskov? Your second husband?
Theodore.
Oh, it was Theodore Moskov. Then you met him. And he was a lot older than you.
Yeah, but boy, uh-huh. I was the queen of Sheba.
I see. And he had a child then.
He has six children.
Six children, and did you raise them then?
No.
They were all pretty much
they
grown
were
when
all,
you married them.
Everyone was
I see.
Grown.
What business was he in?
They had a store with a son.
Uh-huh.
So he left the store there and came with me.
Oh,
and,
I see. Came into
and
your
took
business.
Took 2 years, and he took sick.
Uh-huh.
And was six for six.
Hmm. He was sick for 6 years. My goodness.
Of course,
you
the
ran
kids.
You kept the store then and took care of him?
Yes, of course, the kids helped them. He had a son-in-law, a doctor in Chicago.
Oh.
And they had cousins besides.
Mm-hmm.
And three more boys was there.
You mean they helped him financially then?
Yeah.
The sickness,
they
his
helped
family,
them.
His children,
they were
too?
A little... angry at me for not helping, but they could push me.
Mm-hmm.
I did as much
could.
As I could.
Yeah.
And
there
I
was, a lot
was
of doctor
very
bills
good to him and all.
There were a lot of doctor bills. And
yeah.
But he couldn't work. He couldn't help you.
No.
Hmm.
So.
And how long were you married when he died? How long were you married to him? 6 years?
10 years.
10 years. Hmm. And you became a widow again. And then you... What did you do? Sell the store then? Or?
Then I sold the store.
Okay. What year was that?
God, I don't even remember when Maish, I think in 1936 when Maish graduated at the
high school.
Pitt.
Oh, when he graduated Pitt, I see.
And
see.
I loafed around, I worked for my brother. And then I opened up another little store in Northside, and it wasn't too hot.
Northside.
So
you went there to live. Where did you live at that time?
There was 2 rooms there.
Above the store. And you went
with
the
store.
How long did you have that then?
I had it for a year.
For a year. And then what?
And I gave it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted another place, and Harry yelled at me. Every
at
time
brother,
we went
yeah.
out to see a store, he says, you might as well go in and steal something and get to jail. He said, that's all you'll have is bread and coffee out mm-hmm. of it. Why do you want to lock yourself up like this?
Mm-hmm. Not a business yourself.
What Harry advised me wouldn't be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Harry told me to get a little store and start baking and making things.
Do you
he
think
was right.
That's how the Waldorf Bakery started.
Yeah.
You were
and
such
I,
a good cook and a
and
baker.
And I didn't listen to him.
Mm-hmm. So, but your son was still living with you then, after he graduated Pitt?
A short time.
Yeah.
But then he went to work. He went to work for my brother for the Royal Biscuit Company. He couldn't get into his field in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't hire a Jew.
Is that right?
One bitch. The professor called me from Pitt. He said, there is an opening at the Crucible Steel on Butler Street, and I'm sending a letter there, and let him go in tomorrow morning.
In chemistry. Chemistry. Was he like a chemical engineer?
Yeah.
Chemical engineer, was
he?
Engineering.
Oh, uh-huh. And he went down there, and he filled the application, and they sucker, you have need for Schulten, nobody will. You'll never go to hell. He looked at the application. Amish didn't tell me that till a couple of years later. Mm-hmm. I found out to somebody else. He says, was your father and mother Jewish too?
Mm-hmm. Huh. So that's why they wouldn't hire him. And did your brother own the Royal Biscuit Company?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I see. Is that still going today? I mean, is there
it's still? On, yes, two son-in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Each one
so he worked
has
for him.
But dad.
I see. He worked for him.
That was so hot.
Hmm. Then when did you start working at the Montefiore?
I was left. I went with my brother for a while.
Lived with him. Mm-hmm.
Lived with him.
Your brothers, uh-huh.
Maish got married in the meantime. In the meantime, they tied him up with their daughter. The brother-in-law lost a daughter.
Well, I understand.
My brother had a brother-in-law. They were two in both in business.
Uh-huh.
So with his daughter, they tied him up.
Oh, uh-huh.
They lived in Sharpsburg all their life. They moved to Squirrel Hill, that's a gedenk, as they'll need a couple policemen to keep away from the door. But nobody ran. Finally, a salesman, a Gentile, went around to sell for them. And Sylvie drew on vacation time. Queller had two stores and two mining places.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in a store and she was real busy, so he helped her.
Who?
The salesman.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you know what? I have a very fine fella for you. a college graduate. And a very fine boy, he works for the Royal Biscuit Company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, hi, he's going to meet me in Brownsville. She said, just give me your telephone number. And he comes back and tells Maish, he says, this girl will be an ideal for you. And he says, there is 50 grand for you, ready.
Oh, he offered him money already, somebody else's money.
And he came back. And Maish tells me this story. So I says, call her up. So he called her up one night, and she was out. Her mother answers the telephone. And she says, a fella called from Roscoe. That is a Roscoe PA.
Oh, I hear that was his name.
She says, Mom, that was his name, not from Roscoe.
Mm-hmm.
So he come back and he told me that again. So I says, you make another call.
But he was going with a girl then.
The meantime, when she didn't have nobody to look at her, Maish was wonderful.
Who's that?
And
the other
this
girl.
Girl.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But the minute she had somebody else, Maish was out. I said, you know what I would do with her? Wipe my feet off on
Who
her.
Who was this, the one he married or the other girl?
The other one.
Ah, I see. He was going with the other girl.
I said, I would be boss. And I was always boss. And he went down and called Sylvie again. So mm-hmm. Sylvie says to him, do you know how far that is? He said, yes. So one Friday night he went out there and he met her. And he started to take her out. When they found out that he's taken out another girl,
oh, the other thing,
so they put the pressure on him. And made an engagement 1, 2, 3.
You're kidding, even the other family. What did he have to say about it?
I don't know what the hell was the matter with him.
Did he like the other girl?
He liked her. Yeah. And he says to her once, well, if you wouldn't marry me, I guess I have to marry Annabelle. And she didn't give him no answer. So he thought he'll take Annabelle.
So oh, he said that to Sylvia, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sylvie thought she'll take her time. Mm-hmm. So I says to her, so they sent for me up. My brothers lived on Cavote Street that time. I should come up the house there having something. So I says, what? When? When I got there, she says to me, she says, I'm still going to call you Etta. She says, we're going to be engaged. We're engaged.
Who was this? The other girl? Oh, Sylvie.
This one.
Oh, your daughter-in-law now.
No.
Oh, the other girl.
The other one.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, Lord, I wish you luck a lot. What could I say? I said, I guess you want a ring, and she said, yes. I went down the bank, and I drew money, and I bought her a ring. I took her with me. And I bought her a ring, and I bought her a pin from myself. When Sylvie found out, the little quiet Sylvie, she tortured me to death. And she blamed it on me. It was my fault.
Well, did Maish go with you to buy the ring or anything, or?
Maish brought
did he know
a
about
ring,
it?
And he didn't like, she didn't like it.
Not Sylvie, the other one. Yeah.
This one. See, but when Sylvie found out that Maish got a ring and is going to get married, so she started to run after him.
Oh, God. She was engaged and she wanted him.
And she wrote to him the day when I wasn't home, there was a letter there. She knew I went out to my brother's a couple times a day, a week. Mm-hmm. And it was no good. It was torturous. Then finally, Maish told me, he says, Mom, I'm going to break it up.
His engagement to the other one. Mm-hmm.
I said, Maish, first place, I'm mixed up all around with him. And I said, where the hell was your eyes before?
Well, he really wanted this girl for, I mean, after.
Yeah.
She was pressuring, he really wanted to marry her, yeah.
She was pressuring him.
Mm-hmm. So he gave in. And then meanwhile, Sylvia. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So her mother bowled her out for it. So she says that was his mother's fault. She blamed that on me, but I made him.
What I want to know now is, then when did you start working at the Montefiore? You started to work at the Montefiore then.
I don't know what date that was.
Yeah. How many years did you work there then?
I worked there 18 and a half years.
18 years. In the kosher kitchen, didn't you, honey, downstairs? And I know you were well-loved and well-liked, and you had many, many friends there.
Yes.
And then you retired what year?
I'm retired. I guess it's going to be 6 years.
Yeah.
Because I worked till I was 74.
Mm-hmm. And then you travel. You had some nice trips, didn't you, to California?
Well, I made nice trips while I worked.
Yeah.
So see, I used to
take off.
After 10 years, they give you 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I used to think a week.
Yeah. Your son's so happily married for how many years now? Is he married?
It's going to be 26 years this Friday.
Yeah. That's nice. Well, honey, thank you very much.